Once upon a time, there was a boy who lived on a farm. And he loved living on a farm. And one of the things he loved most of all was the big machines. The tractors and the hay balers and the combine harvesters. He loved watching them. But although watching them was nice, it was riding them that he loved. He loved it when his daddy would take him up on the tractor and they'd ride around the field together and he could sit up so high and watch the huge wheels going round and round beneath them. Well, one day the boy was just walking across the field back towards his home when passing the tractor he noticed that the keys to the tractor were still in it. Like someone must have just left them there and forgotten that they were there. And he got up onto the tractor and he just sat in the seat of it. And he just imagined what it might be like to turn the keys and get the tractor running. What it would be like that he was in charge, that he was the one sitting on the seat of the tractor and driving it across the fields. Oh, that would be so good! And he started pretending that he was driving the tractor and making all the noises, driving this way. And he got so excited. He got so carried away with all this imagining and all, that he just didn't notice that his hand had left the steering wheel and gone down to where the keys were and turned the keys and turned the tractor on. And the boy could hardly believe what he'd just done. He was sitting on the tractor and the tractor was running like that. And then he just started wondering, what would it be like? It would be so easy. He could just push it into gear, and those great big wheels, they'd start rolling. And he'd be the one in charge. He'd be the one in charge, and he could steer it this way or that way. And before he knew what he was doing, he'd pushed that tractor into gear, and the great wheels began to roll forward, and now the boy really was doing what he imagined he might be doing, and he was steering this way and steering that way and laughing his head off and thinking this was the funniest thing he ever did. And the tractor went across the field, and it was only then that the boy realized that the field was sloping steeply down, down, down towards the river. And the problem was, no one had ever shown him where the brake was. And so the tractor went faster and faster and faster until he was heading hell for leather for that river and not knowing what on earth he could do about it. Why, the boy started howling and screaming for help, but the tractor was so loud that no one could hear him, and he went careening down the hillside until with a huge splash he went into the river. And that river was such a big and such a deep river that the tractor didn't hit the bottom. Rather, the tractor's huge tires, so full of air, they were like a couple of great floats, and the tractor just bobbed on the surface of that river, and as the current came whooshing down from the mountains, why, the boy and the tractor, they were carried downstream. And now there was no steering that he could do. No, the river just carried them to the right and the left as it went round bends and through the countryside and onward, onward, ever towards the sea. And before long, the boy could see the sea, could smell the sea, could see the seagulls flying in the air, and the river got wider and wider and wider until with a great whoosh into the sea they went. And still bobbing there on the surface of the sea, why, the strong currents in the water, they pulled the boy and the tractor further and further out into the blue. until the boy could look back and see just a tiny little piece of land way, way behind them, until he could look back and all he could see was the blue water in all directions. And it was only just then that the boy began to realize that there was something circling in the water beneath him. Something circling in the water beneath him that was very, very big. And as he looked down, what did he see? But there was a whale so big that when that whale swam up to the surface of the water and opened its enormous mouth, why, the boy and the tractor, they just went straight down into the depths of the whale's belly. And it was so dark down there, it was so dark that the boy could blink his eyes and open them, and blink his eyes and open them, and it wouldn't make any difference whatsoever. It was dark when you opened them and dark when you closed them. So he just sat there, closing and opening and closing and opening his eyes and closing and opening, until one time he blinked so hard that when he opened his eyes, why, he was sitting on the tractor. Sitting on the tractor in the field where he'd found it. Sitting on the tractor with his hands still on the steering wheel, the keys are still in the lock, and nothing seemed to have happened. Seemed like the boy had imagined the whole thing. Had imagined the whole thing. And feeling kind of grateful for that, he got down off the tractor, and whistling as if nothing had happened, he wandered his way back towards his home.